It was the craziest thing, and that's the thing about this wave that came. You see it in the movies. You expect a sort of like pseudo tsunami to be this wall of water like you see in the movies. It's not like that. And before you know it, water that's knee high or thigh high when you're standing in the car park is devastating. It can be very, very destructive. And thank goodness Craig was there. Craig Dove took this video for us. It's up on our website, ecr.co.za. It's now on 400,000 views. That's in one day. Wow. It's incredible. So, good morning, Craig.
Good morning, guys.
How did you have the mindset that this is something that you should be filming when all around you people are running?
Yeah, it was something, a mate of mine, Mike Frew, big wave rider, contacted me and asked me to come down and take some photos of them surfing at North.
Mm.
So I headed on down there. And, there was a little bit of washing over on the promenade and that, but as the tide started pushing in, it just got bigger and bigger and more destructive.
Mm.
And, I decided to go up onto the lifeboat tower and just get a nice vantage point from there.
Yeah.
And as the tide got higher, when it peaked at about 4 o'clock, it just started rolling through and caught that wave coming through. And, sure, it was quite something.
And Craig, did you like think it was a tsunami or something? Because yeah, that's the only way you can kind of describe this kind of thing.
No, I didn't think it was a tsunami. And that, you know, I'm a surfer myself, and with that cyclone that just come past Madagascar, the guys are talking a lot about cyclone swell and that, and it just came through. So there was no thought of a tsunami.
But were you scared at all,
storm surge,
Craig?
No, I wouldn't say scared. I was more concerned about, the people on the promenade and things like that because, it's very unexpected. It'll just come through without any warning. Darren, Kerry and Skye. East Coast Breakfast.